Hey, this is Nick Tropiano with the Anaheim Angels, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 750 AM. We're going to talk a lot of baseball today, the day after Memorial Day. And that's such an intricate part to the baseball season. It's kind of like MLK as far as the NBA goes. I love Memorial Day for Major League Baseball. We had games all day yesterday. And joining us to talk about that and more, we have Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, always kind enough to take out the time to join us. Bill, thank you again for the time.
Yeah, good day. Again, yesterday, a great day to honor the fallen men and women of our military for Memorial Day, and a time to just reflect on some of the things and some of the people that you and I have known over the years. And it's a day where baseball family and friends come out and honor everyone.
Yeah, it truly is just a magnificent day for the sport in itself. And, Bill, it's baseball all day. So if you have the day off, you can kick back and you can literally watch game after game after game. And I compare it to MLK in the NBA because it seems like that's when the casual fans really start to take note of the NBA. It's such a long season that when you have NBA basketball from 9 a.m. until, you know, 9 p.m. at night, that's when you kind of lock in on the casual fans. And I kind of feel baseball is the same way. Memorial Day is when the lighthearted baseball fans start to take note.
You're absolutely right. I mean, summer's right around the corner. A month of May is ending. You got June coming in. The kids are going to be out of school. And this is a time when you try to latch on to some little league's going strong and latch on to your team and try to figure out why they're losing so much and cheer them on when they're winning so much. And out here on the West Coast, San Francisco, I got the Giants that are really struggling and just struggling. They lost 3 out of 4 to Atlanta and then got swept by the D-backs. And then you look on the other side of the Bay and the Oakland and A's have won 10 straight, and people don't even recognize that, and they've been playing real good baseball. Of course, Chapman's back, and he's hitting the hell out of the ball, and their team's starting to gel a little bit better.
Bill, you mentioned the Giants, and I want to start there because you and I had a conversation last week about Austin Riley, a kid that the Braves farm system, by the way, has just been off the charts over the last couple of years. I mean, if it's Acuna, if we're talking about Ozzie Albies, if we're talking about Austin Riley, I mean, they are just loaded with talent in that farm system, and we're starting to see a lot of it come up. Now, you had a chance to watch Austin Riley up close and personal last week, and this is the thing about this kid. He's a third baseman. There's no spot for him at third base right now, but he was tearing the minor leagues apart. The Braves had no choice but to bring him up, find a spot for him in left field after he plays 4 or 5 games in the minors in the outfield. He comes up, and he is hitting the crap out of the ball. I know he's had his fair share of struggles in the field from time to time. Has been terrible in left field, but whatever he's doing in the field, it's overshadowed by what he's doing at the plate, and you were impressed by him as well.
100% right, and that Atlanta Braves team has a quality number of young players. Ford, with you talking Swanson at shortstop at 25 years old, Albies, Acuna, and Riley all at 20 and 21 years old. Just a fabulous nucleus of players. And when you put all that together and you bring in some older guys like Freddie Freeman, and just the nucleus of the team is just going to gel. You got to look at the starting staff. The starting pitchers are throwing the ball well. But Riley was something else in that 4-game series. Hit 3 home runs. I think he was like 7 for 12. Just fabulous with the bat. And I looked up a stat. 111 years, the Atlanta Braves never had a rookie come up and hit 5 home runs in 8 games. And that just is astonishing to me. And, I mean, he went down and hit Watson. They were down by 2. And Watson's a pretty good lefty. He threw him a changeup, and he went down to his shoe tops and hit it almost off dead center. And then Maranta came in an extra inning game and threw a slider that fell off the outer part of the plate, and he took it down the right field line for the game-winning hit. And it was just a tough at-bat. But he's dialed in. There's no doubt about it. He's a professional hitter. He understands the situations that are happening in front of him. And he looks for that hit when he needs it, and when they're down, he powers the ball out of the ballpark. Just a fabulous addition to this team. And, of course, while they were here, the Braves were talking about Bumgarner as well as Will Smith, who has just been dialed in all year as a closer. And I can see them going after Will Smith or maybe one or two more arms in the bullpen of the Giants. Dyson's another name they're looking at. That's about the only thing I can see that's a fault in that pitching staff. Their bullpen is not solid. And, of course, they've always been lacking that number one veteran pitcher, a starting staff that could be Bumgarner to help them.
Yeah, when I look at the Braves right now, I mean, Julio Teheran has done fine. He's been fine. They don't have enough faith in him to go beyond six innings because I know that the quality start is extremely a tough stat for Julio Teheran to come across. You're going to get five innings. In fact, in one of the Giant games, I think he went 5 2/3. His next outing, he goes five innings. You take a look at Mike Folti, he has not been healthy all season long. And so, you know, that's the one thing about this Braves team. Offensively, Bill, they can hang with anyone in the National League. I just don't know if they have the pitching, especially over the course of a 5 or 7 game set when you're going to have to face either the Dodgers and the Cubs at some point in time in the postseason.
Well, Jordan, you hit it right on the head there. They have a minor league system that has a ton of talent. And that's the nature of the beast. So you're going to trade a couple of those guys for a free agent like Bumgarner, and hopefully you can sign him for a long term, or you're going to take a couple of those guys and go after a Will Smith or a Dyson or even a Maranta who could help your bullpen, and they're covered in contracts where they're good for another year or two. So it's what do you want to do? And, you know, Keiko's name was also thrown in there as a possible starting pitcher for the Braves, and that's going to all come to fashion here once the MLB draft happens here in June. All those compensation picks will go away, and they'll sign as a free agent. So I see some things like that happening, and you also hear teams like Tampa Bay and the Yankees knocking on these guys' doors too.
Can I tell you the name that I think should be brought up as far as trade rumors as we get closer to it? I really think, and this is going to sound sacrilegious, I know, to a lot of people, the Nationals need to consider moving on from Max Scherzer at this particular time. This team is not good. He's going to be 35 years old next season. He hasn't been great this year, but look, the Nationals have been bad in general. I believe he's 2-5 with a 3.4 ERA or something to that point. Bill, at some point in time, Scherzer's name needs to be mentioned on the trade block. They lost Bryce Harper last year for nothing. They need to make sure they replenish something and get something out of Max Scherzer.
A great point, and we'll see if those names are even going to be looked at. And I keep going back to the Dodgers, too. The Dodgers are looking for that number one name, too, in that rotation. Kershaw, saw him pitch yesterday. His breaking ball isn't as sharp as it used to be. Is his lower back still bothering him? Is his shoulder stiffening up? He's given up more runs lately than we've seen in the past. So, you know what? The Dodgers always have that ace in their back pocket that they can go out and get somebody like a Scherzer and dominate the rotation. You got the Yankees are always dabbing into possibilities of big-name players over there. So we'll see as this trade deadline comes up and see what kind of names are being thrown. But I wouldn't doubt the Nationals starting to move some of that big talent.
Again, we're being joined right now by Bill Lasky, former major league pitcher, now an analyst for the Giants and also the Sacramento Rivercats. Bill, you just mentioned the Dodgers, and we can kind of correlate this to Austin Riley. He's made history with the Atlanta Braves. Another guy in the National League with the Dodgers that has made history is Cody Bellinger, and he was unbelievable yesterday against the New York Mets. I came across this stat today, and it's mind-boggling. He has 19 home runs and 7 outfield assists this season. The last player to reach those totals through 52 games in a year, Babe Ruth in 1932.
That's a great stat right there, Jordan. That's something out of a baseball card kind of trivia question.
Yeah.
And those stats right there, you can't hide. And you and I talked briefly before we jumped on radio today about what he did on national television last night, not just the at-bats, but the 3 assists, and the throw at home was great, but the throw to third base was exceptional. Good player, quality player, MVP-type player. And you just scratch your head. This guy didn't even play in the World Series that much last year for the Dodgers, but he sure has put the cape on and be Superman for the Dodgers this year.
I want to jump over to the American League. You did talk about the Oakland A's, and we have to mention the A's. Part of the reason, Bill, I have to assume, part of the reason nobody is talking about the outstanding play as of late is because the best team in baseball very easily could be the Houston Astros. You could make that case, and they happen to share the same division from the A's. That's the only reason I can think of people not talking about Oakland at this stage in the season.
Totally right. And I tell you what, the Astros are for real. They're playing good baseball, defensively, offensively, starting pitching. Another team that just is locked in and pulled away in the AL West. And you're absolutely right again, 10-game winning streak, and it doesn't seem they moved up the ladder at all in the AL West. And a team that's just starting to generate. They're just starting to generate some momentum and played. They swept the Mariners. They beat the Angels yesterday. And they're getting the key hits, and they're getting the key home runs. And you and I talked about this all last year. The home run ball in that Oakland A's lineup comes from everybody. It's just not the middle of the order. And that's what's great to watch this team. It's an exciting team. Bob Melvin has really put some great pieces together, and we're going to see if they have any kind of contention to go to the wild card, because I don't think they'll be able to catch the Astros.
Well, and like you said, Chapman coming back, hitting the ball very well. I believe he leads the team in RBIs, or at least he's up at the top. This is a really fun team to watch, and I always try to tell people who maybe are just casual baseball fans, or maybe they just follow one specific team. I always try to watch this team. Last year, for me, it was the Braves. I loved watching the Braves. I thought they were playing a year ahead of schedule, and eventually that caught up with them in the playoffs. But if I have to tell someone to watch a team not from the area, for me, it's Oakland. I mean, it's a very, very fun team to watch front to back. Like you said, the power doesn't just come from the middle of the lineup. It's really spread throughout. I'm not a big AL guy, Bill. I love National League Baseball, but I catch myself watching the Oakland A's more and more day by day.
Jordan, I tell you what, I don't think I would watch the A's if I'm not out here. They're a team that's always middle of the pack, fighting for the top. No key players. Chris Davis is hurt. But I live in Northern California, and I have the A's and the Giants, and a lot of times they're playing in the same time or opposite times, and I love watching baseball like you do. And I've watched this 10-game winning streak, and it's hidden from baseball. They're not really glamorizing this. And you win 10 in a row in Major League Baseball, you should be on the front of every newspaper. But again, this team is the time under the radar, you know, stealth kind of guy. Team like Melvin wants. He doesn't want anybody. He doesn't want the praise. But he's locked in right now, and he's putting people at different positions. He's trying Piscotty, and Piscotty's dealing. I mean, you can go right down the lineup. All these players are dialed in right now. And like I said, they beat the Mariners 3. They're playing the Angels again. And the AL West is going to be a competition for them. But, you know, they're fighting to get back up in that contention with the Astros.
Bill Lasky, former Major League pitcher, now an analyst for the Giants and also the Sacramento River Cats. Bill, as always, let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Just on Twitter, at Lasky19, and keep pushing forward. And just a couple respect points. Billy Buckner passed away at 69 years old, a good friend of mine, and Kelly Parrish, who played with the Reds, another close friend of mine, died of cancer this morning. Just wanted to reach out and have prayers going to both those guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bill, thank you again for the time. Can't wait for our next conversation.
All right, buddy. Take care, Jordan.
We're going to break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to continue on the baseball conversation. I'm going to be joined by Steve Bordstein, great friend of mine of Fox Sports 1340 in Farmington, New Mexico. We will talk about Bill Buckner. That's coming up next here on this Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports.